Q&A, find answers to your questions. Question, how can I get along better with my family? Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Response from New Era. Strong family relationships do not happen just because we are members of the church. They require constant, intentional work. The doctrine of eternal families must inspire us to dedicate our best efforts to saving and enriching our families. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, then of the First Presidency, in Praise of Those Who Save, April 2016, General Conference, Ensign, or Liahona, May 2016, page 77.
Think of the future. I get along better with my family when I remember that we can be together forever if we stay on the covenant path. I want to build a strong relationship with them now so that we can have eternal joy. Hannah M., age 18, Virginia, USA.
Be patient. If one of your siblings makes you angry or offends you, instead of snapping back at them, walk away or talk calmly about it. Don't push it and don't keep fighting. Let them be right, even if it's really hard. Sarah H., age 13, Utah, USA.
Communicate with your family. Good communication is a key to having good relationships. Sharing how you feel will help your family open up to you. Acting in love and sharing your feelings will make you feel closer to your family. Sister Laika Valdez, 21, Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo East Mission.
Follow the golden rule. Treat others how you would like to be treated. You can get along better with your siblings by playing games with them, reading them books, or teaching them something. Mitchell J., 14, Arizona, USA.
Show love. Coming to Earth to be with a family is part of our Heavenly Father's plan. We aren't always going to get along, but that's okay. Showing love will help us become closer to our families and our Heavenly Father. If there is a problem, instead of arguing, listen to each other. It always helps to be heard and feel like someone cares. If someone isn't making the right choice, instead of getting upset, help guide them to the right one. Gav S., 15, Utah, USA.
Remember the joy. I find it easier to get along with my family members when I remember how much they do for me and how much joy they bring into my life. Heavenly Father blesses us with eternal families, which brighten up our everyday lives. We should strive to get along with and serve our family members. Leah K., 15, Wisconsin, USA.
Sidebar. I'm a young man turning 18, and I feel a lot of pressure to leave on a mission now. But I've decided to wait a little while. Is that okay? Every worthy, able young man should plan to serve a mission. But when to leave on a mission is a decision you should make after counseling with your parents, your bishop, and most important, your Heavenly Father. As President Thomas S. Monson, 1927 through 2018, said, I am not suggesting that all young men will or should serve at 18 years old. Rather, this option is now available. Welcome to Conference, October 2012 General Conference, Ensign or Liahona, November 2012, pages 4 through 5. If you're ready and able to serve as soon as you turn 18, you're certainly welcome to do so. But if you have good reasons to wait a little while, that's a perfectly valid decision as well. Social pressure should not play a role in your decision, whether it's pushing you to serve as soon as you're eligible or not to serve at all. No matter when you decide to serve, make sure you have a definite plan. Plan what you're going to do with education, work, and mission preparation. Then get those who love and care about you to help you carry out that plan. The Holy Ghost will guide you as you pursue your righteous goals and desires to serve God. Tell us what you think. How do I know I've been forgiven? Send your answer and photo by August 15th, 2019. End of Q&A. Find answers to your questions.